Bears wideout Randy Moss is still looking for his first touchdown at Invesco Field at Mile High. Last year on Christmas Eve, he pulled down five balls for 72 yards, but no scores. And even though the Raiders are struggling at 0-4, you can't discount the fact that Moss is a five-time Pro Bowler, is the only player in league history to register 1,000 yards in each of his first six seasons, and can swing a game in his team's direction in a single play.
I mean, that dude is one of the most talented guys in this league at that position.
He got, you know, physical skills like Champ. You know, Champ just got skills, just God-given. He the same way, Randy Moss the same way. Don't really have to work that hard, he just got God-given gifts. He go out there and perform every week.
Chances are Raiders fans would argue for the team to tally its first win, Moss needs more than three catches a game. That's what he's averaging right now through four. The Broncos know he's still a major threat despite the low early season statistics.
When I see him on film, he can still, you know, separate from receivers and still find a way to get open.
We have to contend for that guy because he, like I say, he's one of the best athletes on that football field come Sunday night.
Fresh off his first pick of the season, Darren Williams could find himself lining up against Moss. He says he's ready.
I just use what I use against everybody else, my speed and quickness. It's usually, you know, put us on the same playing level. So that's just what I do. My speed and quickness, it gets me by. You know, it helps me out. I'm more. Most of the time, more faster and quicker than, you know, most of the receivers I go up against.
Maybe Williams will get his second interception of the season Sunday night. Reporting for Broncos TV in Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall.